KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling action yesterday at Kemper Catholic High School in a double duel, Atlantic Cam again a two-time winner. Atlantic Cam beating Lewis Central 56-15. And the Trojans also over Kemper Catholic 55-15. Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 41-27 in the other portion of that double duel. Two wins on the evening came from Cole Hansen at 113, Carter Cox at 120, Chase McLaren at 126, Drake Roller also wrestling at 170 and 182 pounds, and John McConkie, who wrestled at 285 last night. They all picked up two victories in that meet last evening. Also around the region last night, a double duel at Clarinda saw Harlan win twice. Harlan beat Clarinda 46-31 and Harlan over Shenandoah 37-27. Shenandoah edged Clarinda 39-35. Also at St. Albert last night, Red Oak over Denison 66-18, and Red Oak beat St. Albert 63-3. St. Albert over Denison 40-30. At Clarinda Academy last night, it was Clarinda Academy beating Southwest Iowa 45-36. Clarinda Academy downing East Mills 54-10, and Southwest Iowa beating East Mills 54-24. Also at Nottoway Valley, it was East Union beating Mount Air 53-18. East Union over Nottoway Valley 50-0. And Mount Air topping Nottoway Valley 30-18. Another double duel at I-35 High School last night saw Interstate 35 beating Southwest Valley 35-21. Pleasantville over Southwest Valley 43-42. And it was Interstate 35 over Pleasantville 51-21. In high school basketball action yesterday in girls' hoops from the Hawkeye 10 at part of the MAC shootout, it was Lewis Central beating Papillion La Vista 53-46. Also at the MAC shootout, St. Albert's a winner over Abraham Lincoln 54-43. In corner conference play, Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 58-23. From the Western Iowa Conference, also as part of that MAC shootout, it was Logan Magnolia beating Thomas Jefferson 54-32. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Southwest Valley beat Southeast Warren 44-32. Murray over Lennox 67-32. Also in girls' hoops, it was Earlham beating ACGC 44-32. In boys' basketball action on Thursday in the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Heartland Christian 85-40. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Southwest Valley beating Southeast Warren 82-40. And Murray over Lennox 43-30. Also in a MAC shootout play yesterday over in Council Bluffs as part of the Missouri Rivers Conference, it was Abe Lincoln over Papillion La Vista 60-51 and Bellevue West over Sioux City North 70-32. That MAC shootout at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs will continue today with five more games. We'll have three of those for you here on the radio. Starting at 2:30 this afternoon, as Griswold will face Underwood in the first game of a doubleheader. That'll be the girls' contest this afternoon. The Griswold-Underwood boys' game will follow at about 4 o'clock. We'll have both of those for you here on the radio. And also, we'll have Tri-Center versus St. Albert at 5:30 in boys' basketball from Council Bluffs. That's all today here on the radio. Chris will have those games for you this afternoon. Also, tonight, Denison plays Glenwood in girls' and boys' doubleheader play there in Council Bluffs. Well, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union weekly basketball rankings look like this. In Class 1A, Springville, number 1 rated, with Turkey Valley, number 2. Exira EHK stays put at number 3 in this week's poll. Colonesco and Key round out the top 5. Also in that top 15 list, Glidden-Ralston at number 9. Sydney checks in at number 14 this week. Audubon was 15th ranked last week, but the Wheelers dropped out of this week's ratings list. Also in Class 2A, Iowa City Regina is number 1 again this week, with Trainer staying put at number 2. As Western Christian is 3, Central Decatur 4, and Mount Air is 5. Panorama's at number 6 this week. IKM Manning also made the list. They're in at number 13 in Class 2A. In 3A, Pocahontas Area number 1, Sioux Center, Union, Cherokee, and Center Point Urbana round out the top 5. Also in the top 15, Shenandoah, the Phillies, are number 12 this week. Class 4A, Pella is number 1 with Marion, Keokuk, Grinnell, and Carlisle, the top 5. Lewis Central also in the top 15. They're at number 8 in this week's poll. Denison was 15th last week. They've fallen out of the poll this week. And in Class 5A, it's Indianola, Iowa City High, Iowa City West, Davenport North, and Cedar Falls, rounding out the top 5 in that poll. In college basketball, Iowa State senior guard Naz Mitru Long says he's focused on the future, not the past. Mitru Long is shooting just 39% from the field, including less than 27% from three-point range, and the Cyclones fell out of the national rankings this week after a 78-64 loss at Iowa.
To be honest, man, I'm just looking forward. You know, I'm not looking back to whatever's, you know, been done, any wins, any losses. Whatever's done is done. It's not about how you start, it's how you finish. You know, so I'm not gonna sit here and, you know, act like I'm just super pissed off as to what's happening. At the end of the day, I want to be in the tournament. You know, I want to win a national championship.
Tisk tisk. Iowa State is 6-3 heading into Saturday night's game against Drake in the Hy-Vee Classic.
We're not shooting the ball well. You know, we have to take pride in doing that. And, you know, it's all about the next game. It's all about Saturday. And, you know, it just definitely puts a lot more on our plate that we gotta hold down.
Mitru Long says the Cyclones need to jumpstart their offense.
We've talked to the team a couple times, you know, especially our leaders and, you know, with the coaches. So, you know, it's just about getting the ball moving, man, running the floor. We're not really getting a lot in transition right now. We're giving up a lot in transition. Our initial half-court defense is good, but we got to seal the rebound and run, man. And, you know, that's all it comes down to.
Again, Iowa State facing Drake in that Hy-Vee Classic on Saturday. Iowa plays UNI also Saturday afternoon. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. Well, with final exams winding down, the Iowa football team is set to resume workouts for the January 2nd Outback Bowl against Florida. The Hawkeyes return to the practice field on Friday night.
It's a little bit like preseason practice or spring practice where we're just trying to hone our skills a little bit back, get back into a groove and try to get some rhythm and tempo, get our fundamentals where they need to be. And then we'll go through a game week simulation and then do the same thing once we get down there. We'll travel after that first game week simulation. So kind of broken down to three phases.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes won their final three games to post an 8-4 record.
Yeah, we certainly went through some disappointments and some setbacks along the way. But the thing I'm really happiest about and proudest of this football team thus far is just the way they've stayed with things. They've stayed determined. They've stayed positive and stayed together.
Ferentz says he's proud of the way the Hawkeyes battled adversity during the season. Florida resumed practice Wednesday, and the Gators were without their defensive coordinator, Jeff Collins. He was named the new head coach at Temple.
He's a guy that's meant a lot to us. As you guys know, one of the first guys that I hired, and yet he's not the only one that's been on our staff that's been contacted, and yet that's kind of cool. People take a note. As far as what we're doing and how we're going about it.
McElwain, that's Florida coach Jim McElwain, by the way, who says the defensive duties will be assigned to other coaches.
I'm really excited, those opportunities, and then it's an opportunity for us as well. And that's something that you always look to do, and we've got a plan moving forward. So we're excited for him.
The Gators are 8-4 after falling to Alabama in the SEC title game. We'll have that game for you January 2nd here on the radio. Well, the University of Minnesota football players are staging their own work stoppage. The Golden Gophers say they are boycotting all football activities leading up to the Holiday Bowl until they get satisfactory answers from the school about the suspensions of 10 of their teammates. The 10 players were punished following an internal investigation into a sexual assault case. Although police declined to charge any of the players, the school suspended them based on internal regulations involving the allegations. The university announced the suspensions Tuesday night without disclosing the reason for the discipline. The incident at an off-campus apartment in September led to three-game suspensions of four of the players earlier this season. Those four players are benched again, along with six of their teammates. The players said Wednesday they haven't ruled out skipping the December 27th bowl game against Washington State in San Diego. Colorado's Mike McIntyre has been named Coach of the Year by the Associated Press after leading the Buffaloes to 10 victories in his fourth season at the school. McIntyre received 109 points and 25 first-place votes from the AP College Football Poll panel, while Penn State's James Franklin was second with 98 and 16. Alabama's Nick Saban was third. And the Seattle Seahawks have become the first team to wrap up an NFC division title after taking advantage of the sputtering Los Angeles Rams. Russell Wilson threw for three touchdowns, and the Seahawks allowed just a second quarter field goal in a 24-3 rout to the Rams last night. That's a look at sports. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.